Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Micah, are you here?
Here.
Piper?
Here.
And JJ?
I'm here.
Well, good. Everyone's here. We had a great day up on the mountain today, didn't we? All right. Everyone got their marshmallows? Remember what I told you. Only two each, all right?
Mom and Jack, Piper took four marshmallows.
Thanks a lot, Micah.
Hey now, you two. Micah, I appreciate you telling me, but that probably wasn't the best way to go about it.
Sorry, Mountman Jack.
It's all right. And Piper, did you take four marshmallows?
What's the big deal? They're just marshmallows. We have plenty.
Well, that may be true, but the point is, I told everyone that two was the limit. Okay.
Fine. Here.
Thank you. Now, everyone, grab a stick and we'll start roasting these.
Ah, these are great, Mountain Jack.
Good. Now, are you ready to hear a story?
Yeah!
Well, all right. Now, this story takes place clear on the other side of the world, in a place where there's not a lot of grass, or water, or even mountains for that matter. But you know what they have a lot of?
What?
Sand.
Mr. Abdullah, Mr. Abdullah.
Yes, yes, what is it, Salah? I'm going to be late.
I am sorry, Mr. Abdullah. It is just that, well...
Yes? Well, come now, spit it out. I haven't got all day.
Would you mind terribly if I asked you to bring back some candy for me?
Is that all? Well, my boy, you mustn't be so sheepish. Of course I'll bring you back some candy. I wouldn't be much of a candy man if I refused a request like that, now would I?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Abdullah. Thank you. Might I request some chocolate?
Yes, of course. As soon as I return from across the desert, you shall have your chocolate. I'll even bring some for your brothers and sisters. How does that sound?
Oh, bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, my friend. Now, I really must be going.
Oh, must your candy shop be so far away? It must be terrible having to journey across the desert each time you have to go to open your store.
There is not much I can do, Salah. Business is good in the city, so I must have a shop there. But yes, I do grow weary of crossing the desert each and every time.
Wouldn't there be an easier way? Do you have to walk?
What else can I do? I have tried everything. Do you remember last year when I bought that new car?
Yes.
Well, I started it up, loaded my luggage in the back, and drove into the desert. Do you know what happened then?
What, Mr. Abdullah?
The wheels sank right into the sand. I spent 3 hours trying to get unstuck.
Oh my. Have you tried a plane?
Candy business is good, Salah, but it's not that good. I cannot afford to charter a plane.
A horse, then?
I tried that too. The desert was too hot for my horse. He overheated after the first few hours, and I had to turn back.
Oh, what about a camel?
A camel? Why, that's brilliant. That's a brilliant idea, Salah.
Really? Oh, thank you, sir.
You are quite welcome. Yes, camels can tolerate the heat of the desert. And after they take a long drink, they can go for days without water.
And they have no wheels, so they cannot get stuck.
Yes, yes, exactly. Come, let us find a camel. Where does one purchase a camel anyway?
Welcome to your local Camelot, your one-stop shop for the finest camels in all of Arabia. What can I do for you, Mr.?
I am Salah.
And I am Mr. Abdullah.
Alrighty then, Mr. Abibo. I'm gonna assume that you've stopped to purchase your very own one-of-a-kind camel. Am I correct?
Yes, I...
Excellent! Well then, just follow me into the sales tent and we'll take a look at my finest models.
Oh my!
That's right! First up we have camel number one, or as I like to call him, Big Jim.
Goodness gracious! Big Jim is right!
I would need two ladders just to climb on top of him. He is much too big.
Oh, come on! Too big? Why, he fits in the tent with all the other camels, doesn't he?
But you have cut a hole in the roof! We cannot even see his head!
What's your point?
Sir, could we please see the next camel?
All right. Step right here and feast your eyes on camel number two.
Well, this one looks okay.
Yes, a bit shaggy, but otherwise...
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness! What is that smell?
Smell?
I don't smell anything.
You have placed a clothespin on your nose! When did you do that? that?
What do you call this camel?
Oh, him? We call him Stinky Tim.
I can see why. Next, please.
You're gonna let a little odor come between you and one of the finest camels ever to walk the earth?
Yes.
All right, fine. I guess I'll take you to camel number 3. Here he is. That is a giraffe. What? No! He was just born with a longer than normal neck. Still a great camel, though. Then where are his humps?
Sir, this is clearly a giraffe. Don't you have any suitable camels here?
I am going to leave negative feedback.
Wait, what? No, please! Don't leave negative feedback. My reputation will be ruined. Listen, this is what we'll do.
Wait, what about that camel over there?
Huh? Which camel? Big Jim?
No. Behind him. In the corner over there.
Oh, him.
He looks perfect.
He does? I mean, of course he does. Let's take a look at him, shall we?
Yes. Strong legs, 2 beautiful humps, fine fur, and... a rather pleasant aroma for a camel. I'll take him.
You will. You will. Wonderful. Congratulations on your new camel.
Wait. How much do I owe you for the camel?
Nothing. Take him. Free of charge. My treat.
Wow, really?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Now get out of here. Go on, you 2 crazy camel drivers, you. Enjoy. Goodbye. Hasta luego. Sayonara. So long.
Goodbye.
I can't believe that camel's finally out of my hair. Good luck with him, guys. Goodbye, sir. Thank you for dropping me off at my home. The ride was quite smooth.
It was, wasn't it?
I shall tell my brothers and sisters of your promise of candy.
Thank you for all your help, Salah.
You are most welcome. Have a pleasant journey.
Thank you, Salah. Thank you. Well, it looks like it is just you and me, Camel. We have a long journey ahead of us. I hope my luggage isn't too heavy for you.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Oh, good. Wait. Who said that? Hello? Is anyone there?
So, where are we going?
Who said that? Is anyone there? Salah, is that you? Is this some sort of trick? No one is around. Could it be? My camel?
Yes?
You are a talking camel!
Yes! Yes, I am! Why are we screaming?
I am sorry. I have never met a talking camel before.
Yeah, me neither.
My, you are a special camel. Why didn't you say that you could speak back at the camel lot?
You didn't ask! Anyway, where are we going?
Your question. We are headed across the desert to my candy shop in the city, on the other side. I went to purchase you so that you could carry myself and my luggage across the hot sands.
Oh, boy! I've always wanted to make a real desert trip! I've been stuck in that shop for as long as I can remember. I'll be glad to help you in any way I can.
Wonderful! Well, I can see that we're getting off to a very good start together, Camel. Now wait a minute. What am I going to call you? I can't just keep calling you Camel now, can I? Shall I name you, or do you already have a name?
Oh, yes. I have a name.
Splendid. What is it? What may I call you?
Sin. My name is Sin.
An interesting name. Well, who am I to judge? What do I know of camel names? All right then, Sin. Let us be on our way.
Yes, sir!
Well, Sin, it looks as if the sun will soon be setting.
Will we keep going? I don't mind the dark.
No. We had better stop for the night. I have brought a tent and a few supplies. We can make a fire and...
A fire? But it's so hot out!
Ah, the desert might be hot in the daytime, but at night it can get quite chilly.
Oh, really? Oh, well, then we better get started on that fire. The sun's going down quick!
Ah, there is nothing like a fine meal of roasted meerkat, dried dates, and, of course, some candy.
I like your tent, Mr. Abdullah. You sure are good at setting it up. You did it so quickly.
Well, thank you, Sin. I have had lots of practice. Speaking of my tent, I think it's about time I turned in for the night. Thank you for your company, Sin, and for the ride. It was most enjoyable, and so much easier than traversing the desert the hard way.
Oh, you're welcome. I just love doing things the easy way.
Me too. Well, I will see you in the morning.
Wait, Mr. Abdullah! Where is my tent?
Ah, Sin, you silly camel. Tents are for people, not camels. You must sleep out here. Try over there by that palm tree.
Oh, but what if I get cold?
Oh, nonsense. You have all that beautiful fur to keep you warm.
But couldn't I sleep with you in your tent? Please?
I'm afraid not, Sin. As I said, you are a camel, and while I appreciate the ride you give me, and even though you do smell much more pleasant than other camels, you are still much more smelly than I am, and I am not comfortable with letting you into my tent. Besides, you couldn't have known this, but I'm a very particular sleeper. I must have exactly 10 pillows in order to have a good night's sleep. And with the size of my tent and all those pillows, I'm afraid there just isn't room for you.
Oh, all right. I'll sleep outside.
There's a good camel. Now, Sin, I have a long day of selling candy ahead of me tomorrow once we get to the city. I need a good night's sleep. So under no circumstances are you to wake me up in the night. Do you understand? Unless it's absolutely an emergency.
Yes, I understand.
Splendid. I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Good night.
What is happening? What is going on?
Oh, no fire. It's just that, well, my nose is cold.
Your nose is cold?
Yes.
I am going back to bed.
Oh, but Miss Fratula, wait.
Sin, I told you not to wake me up unless it was an emergency.
Oh, but my nose is so cold. What if it falls off?
It is not going to fall off.
It might.
Sin.
Oh, please, Mr. Abdullah, may I please just stick my nose inside your tent? Just my nose. You'll never even know it's there. It's so small. It's just a little part of me. Just a little, Sin.
Absolutely not. I told you I would not let you into my tent, and I meant it.
Oh, please, Mr. Abdullah. Please. You won't even need to take out a pillow.
All right, fine. Just please stop pestering me. You may put your nose in, but just your nose. That is all. Do you understand?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Abdullah. Thank you so much.
Yes. Come now. We don't have all night. I need to get my rest.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Sin, do not wake me up again.
Yes, sir. That's better. I can't feel my ears. Are they blue? I bet they might fall off, too. Oh, if I could only just scooch my head in a little further inside the tent, that way my nose and my ears would be warm. Oh, but I can't do it without waking Mr. Abdullah. And he said not to wake him up again. Well, he looked pretty mad the last time I woke him up. Oh, but he let me stick my nose in. No. He told me not to wake him up, and I am not going to wake him up. Oh, but my ears. Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll wake him up. Psst. Dr. Abdullah? Mr. Abdullah! Mr. Abdullah! Boy, he is a heavy sleeper. Mr. Abdullah!
Oh, my sin! Is that you? What did I tell you? I told you not to wake me up again. What is it?
I'm really sorry, Mr. Abdullah, but it's my ears.
Your ears? What about them?
They're cold, too.
Sin, I told you just your nose. You will not put your ears in as well. Good night.
Oh, but wait, Mr. Abdullah, please, please. Just my head. If I could stick my whole head in, why, then I'd have my nose and my ears in.
No, Sin. If I let you stick your head in, I will have to throw out one of my pillows. Did you know that these pillows were given to me by royalty? I will not part with them. No, good night.
Oh, but sir, Mr. Abdullah, please think about it. What's more important to you? One silly pillow or your camel who can take you across the desert and make the trip easier for you? Come on. Please.
All right. All right, fine.
Yay!
Yes, Sin. You may place your head inside my tent. But I tell you, this is the last time. It ends here, with your head. I will not tolerate any more of this funny business. Now, do not wake me up again, Sin. I am being very serious with you now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. You won't hear another peep out of me. I promise.
All right, then. Good. Good night.
I can't get to sleep. My head is nice and toasty, but my front legs are so cold. Oh, if I could just put them inside the tent, why, they'd be as warm as my head, and then I could get to sleep. Mr. Abdullah? Mr. Abdullah? Mr. Abdullah!
Confound it, Camel. I warned you not to wake me up again. Now out you go. Out.
But Mr. Abdullah, wait!
I don't want to hear it, Sin. Enough is enough.
But it's my front legs, sir!
Stop it. You get out this instant.
But sir, if my front legs get so cold and turn blue and fall off, you'll have yourself a falumping camel.
A what?
A falumping camel, sir! It's a camel with no front legs that can't walk, so he has to falump everywhere like this. Falump! Falump! Falump!
Oh, stop it! Stop it right now! You look ridiculous!
Exactly! Sir, if you don't let me put my front legs inside your tent, they'll fall off and you'll have to ride a falumping camel, and everyone will laugh at you.
Laugh at me? I'm Mr. Abdullah, the most respected candy man in the land. No one would dare.
Oh, they'll dare. But only because you look so ridiculous riding on top of a falumping camel. That's what they'll sound like.
Ah. All right. Fine, Sin. You stick your front legs in my tent. Of course, this means I'll have to get rid of all of my other pillows to make space.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Don't thank me, Sin. You just get in. But I tell you, if you wake me up one more time, I will be having camel stew for breakfast. Do I make myself clear?
Crystal, sir.
Good. Now go to sleep.
Well, now my back legs are cold. What to do? Mr. Abdullah said he'd turn me into camel soup if I woke him up. Well, I guess I just won't wake him up. One thing you might not realize about camels is that, like our friends the horses, we're very good at kicking very large objects very long distances. And a one, and a two, and a three! Now that the tent is empty, there's plenty of room for all of me. Ah, nice and warm.
Oh my. I just had the strangest dream. I dreamed I was outside of my tent and then I was flying through the air. Wait a minute. I am outside my tent. How did I get here? Sin, why you... This is the straw that broke the camel's back. Sin, you wake up this instant.
Oh, Hi there, Mr. Abdullah. Can I help you?
Can you help me? You can help yourself right out of my tent, you infernal beast!
Your tent? Oh, silly, silly Mr. Abdullah. This isn't your tent. It's my tent now.
I paid for that tent with my own hard-earned money, you wretched camel. Now, you get out of my tent right now, or so help me, I will make camel stew out of you yet.
I see. Mr. Abdullah, can I ask you a question? Who is bigger, me or you?
What type of question is that?
Just answer.
Well, of course you're bigger. What of it?
And now, a second question. Who is stronger, me or you?
Sin, what does this have to do with anything? Get out of my tent!
The question, Mr. Abdullah.
You are stronger, Sin. How else could you carry the heavy loads I put upon your back? Now get out of my tent!
I see. You let me into your life. You let me into your tent. And since I am bigger than you, and I'm stronger than you, this is my tent now. And there is nothing you can do. Now go away.
Mr. Abdul had no choice. He was no longer in control. And so he slept outside in the frigid cold that night. And since he had no fur like a camel, the cold temperatures cost him his very life.
Mountain Man Jack, Mr. Abdullah died?
I'm afraid so.
Wait, but that's a terrible ending.
I agree.
Wait, then why would you tell the story if you hate the ending?
Tell me, JJ, have you ever heard of a cautionary tale?
No.
I have. It's a story that's supposed to kind of scare you so you don't do something bad.
Well, maybe scare isn't the best word. It's more like, a warning.
To what? Never buy a talking camel?
Well, not quite. Tell me, Piper, what was the camel's name?
Sin.
Have you ever heard of that name before?
I don't know.
I have. It's from the Bible.
That's right, JJ. Do you remember what it means?
Isn't it bad stuff that we do?
Bad stuff? That's right.
So, it's like mistakes we make? Or bad choices?
Well, yes. But it goes a little deeper than that. Actually, sin is anything we think, say, or do that doesn't please God.
So? Everyone makes mistakes. We're not perfect. It's not like we're gonna die like Mr. Abdullah. And what does any of this have to do with a camel?
Well, you see, sin is tricky. In fact, a lot of things that are sinful or displease God look like fun at first. So in order to have a little fun, or get something we want, we might make a little exception or a compromise. After all, it's such a small thing, it won't be that big of a deal, right? Well, I bet that's what Mr. Abdullah thought too when he was just letting Sin stick his nose in his tent.
Oh.
So you see where this is headed, huh? One little sin leads to another, and another, and before you know it, those little sins aren't so little anymore. Just like Mr. Abdullah let Sin into his tent, we can let Sin into our lives, and in the end, it'll take over. And it's like the Bible says in James 1, 14 through 15. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death.
Huh.
So you see, Piper, sin is very serious to God. In fact, he hates it.
But in the story, sin is bigger and stronger. So if someone does have sin in their life, what are they supposed to do?
Well, that's the one thing my story was missing. You see, we know someone who loves us and is way bigger and way stronger than sin. Jesus Christ. And guess what? If we pray and ask him, he'll help us get that sin out and replace it with good stuff. That's what we call repentance. Turning away from a sinful habit or behavior with God's help and replacing it with a habit or behavior that pleases the Lord.
Wow, that's cool, Mountman Jack. I guess that's an okay story after all.
As long as you remember the meaning behind it, JJ, it sure is.
Mountain Man Jack?
Yes, Piper?
If someone did want help with sin or whatever, how do you, start?
Well, Piper, asking God to forgive you is a great way to start.
Okay. And Mountain Man Jack?
Yes, Piper?
Would you forgive me for taking more marshmallows than I was supposed to?
I forgive you, Piper. and I'm so glad you asked.
It looks like Piper is learning about the consequences of sin after all. I'm glad she asked Mountain Man Jack for forgiveness. Boy, that Sin the Camel sure was sneaky. He seemed so nice at first, but little by little he took over Mr. Abdullah's tent. That's how sneaky real sin can be in our lives. It seems so fun or feels good at first, but after a while it just ends up ruining our lives. It's better to get sin out of our lives now before it gets a stronghold. Like the Bible says in Romans 6:13, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God. And remember, we can't do anything without the help and power of Jesus Christ in our lives. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. For information on how you can experience more fun from the world of Basecamp, visit us on the web at lifeaction.org/basecamp. Or write to us at P.O. Box 31, Buchanan, Michigan, 49107. Base Camp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. Sin the Camel was written and directed by Evan David, with sound design by Evan David, John Reeford, and Phil Krause. Our vocal talent included Anna Canfield, Evan David, Matt Fredericks, and Bradley and Cameron Herdklotz. Our executive producer was Aaron Paulus, and I'm Megan, hoping you'll come back soon for another Base Camp Adventure.